Our second feature comes from antiques expert Mike Hicks of Stalham Antique Gallery. He looks at collectible china and asks whether we will see a revival of porcelain. Our reader is Sam Elmhurst once again.
During the 18th century, Great Britain discovered how to make porcelain, translucent china. Well, this was an enormous milestone. Prior to this, we had chunky, heavy and quite dull earthenware. Pottery, as opposed to porcelain, is not translucent. Fine china was a monumental discovery, whereas the Chinese had perfected its development for centuries. At the end of the 18th century, say around 1790, we had dozens of small and medium-sized firms, mainly around Stoke-on-Trent, producing, in the main, high-quality, beautiful dinner tea services and decorative pottery. The pottery industry had to adapt to a thinner and more vitreous type of earthenware to compete with the new porcelain. Firms like Spode have changed their technique of manufacture considerably in order to compete. We had firms like Crown Derby, Wedgwood, Coalport, Royal Worcester and many, many more who were in a very competitive trade at the end of the 18th and beginning of the 19th century, all selling this new porcelain. Some of the wares they produced, especially around the 1830s to 1850s, were incredibly high quality. The techniques used developed to a high standard by the middle of the 19th century. And they were using very skilled and very experienced decorators, people who excelled at their craft. Throughout the 20th century, these incredibly fine products had been sought by collectors. Prices reached a peak on the antique market, probably in the late 1980s, just as production in many of these fine factories had begun to wind down. And seemingly, the public has lost its charm with this fine porcelain. In the main, some special pieces are sought after, but prices, even for some of the fine items, have dropped like stone. So, what is the problem? Well, we know that most dinnerware and teaware is out of fashion. But why the rejection of the fine china? Is this just a phase? It is difficult to believe that from Crown Derby, who produce some wonderful plates decorated with reds and blues and gold embellishments, originally costing maybe £100 per plate, now only worth maybe £5 or £10. So what is the future? Well, Spode was produced overseas in recent years, but now, with Royal Worcester, part of Portmeirion Pottery, most of the other big names have ceased trading. Quite why this has come about, I am not sure. The minimalist era probably didn't help, but I think we are more or less over that fashion. So maybe we can look forward to when these wonderfully crafted items are once again collected and appreciated for what they are. A joy forever, my old china.